One of the oddest bird stories to hit the news happened in the Netherlands this week. Dominoes has become a big game there, and last year a TV station set the Guinness World Record for the number of dominoes set up to go off together, over 3 million. This year, the same team was setting up again to break their own record, planning to set off over 4 million dominoes. But then a house sparrow flew in and got panicky when it couldn't get out again and knocked down 23,000 dominoes. That's actually less than 1%. The people called an exterminator who rushed in, tossed down his nets without even trying to capture the little bird, and shot it. I'm a person who loves world records, even in such trivial pursuits as dominoes or making a list of birds that have pooped on someone. So I don't question that setting up over 4 million dominoes to topple all together is a curiously inventive goal worthy of human time and energy. But in our pursuit of winning a game or setting a record, we need a sense of proportion. The rules of basketball and football make certain kinds of physical contact illegal, and teams can suffer setbacks and players can be ousted from a game for serious violations. Cheating and hurting others in order to win are ostensibly not acceptable in sports, and they shouldn't be in dominoes. House sparrows are a dime a dozen here in America, where they are an invasive exotic species. In the Netherlands and the rest of Europe, their numbers have declined dangerously, and they are very much a protected bird. God apparently notices the fall of a sparrow more than the fall of a domino, since the Bible doesn't mention those. But the people in charge of the Guinness Book apparently don't care if record setters violate laws or mow down protected birds in setting their records. A bird chatter wrote to them asking them to deny the record to this group this year, and they wrote back, quote, "Thank you for your email, and we appreciate your concerns. As is the case with all record attempts, we are not directly involved in the setup or execution of any attempts on world records. All the responsibility for record-breaking attempts lies with the attemptees, and we were certainly not involved with any decisions thereof. As an organization, we don't condone cruelty to animals, and we don't recognize, quote, fat animals, etc., because of this. However, this incident, as third-party adjudicators, has no reflection on the evidence that is sent in to us, and this will be what we will monitor in order to see if a new record has been set. Regards, Sam Knight's Guinness World Records," end quote. Well, as a bird conservationist, I do take into account evidence of bird killing sent to me and will be boycotting the Guinness Book until they clearly establish that they don't give awards to people or groups that mow down protected species simply because they are presenting an inconvenience to setting a new record. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.